You are listening to the Victory Podcast. We hope this message will find favor in your life. For more updates about Victory, log on to victory.org.ph and bookmark our website in your browser. Now, here's your message.
All right, we're starting with a new series called Blueprint. Everybody say Blueprint. And in the next 3 weeks, we're going to focus on what God intended, okay, to see man himself. When we say man, it doesn't speak just for the gender as male, but when we say man, it's a general term. It's for every person, every man. All right, today we're going to talk about in God's image. Next Sunday, we'll be talking about in the garden, and the last week will be in the lead, all right? Question is, what is a blueprint? Meron po ba tayong arkitekto dito sa itong hapon na to? You're an architect? Lift up your hands. You're an architect, correct? I don't know. Talaga? You don't look like one. Alright? Ano yung arkitekto mo? Alright? Kala ko forma-forma lang na, papakit ka lang. Arkitekto ka pala? Alright. We have one architect. Anybody who's an architect? Lift up your hands, please. We just have one. Two, sir, you're also an architect? Wow, great. Anybody else? Mga arkitekto? Alright? Meron pa ba? Okay, kayo po, architect ka rin. Parang, di ka mukhang artista ka. Di ka mukhang architect. Talaga, architect. Anybody else? Architect? Great. Parang, kukonte ah. Kanina, wala kami arkitekto sa 3 p.m. service eh. Alright, usually, you know, architects or architect students would know what blueprint is. But a blueprint is what? It's a detailed, exact copy from an original design. Tama ba yung Rex? Alright, and the reason why we had this blueprint is simply because we want to unveil the very intended of God when He created man and woman. We want to see the very original design, why God made us, and what are you capable of? Okay? So I remember a year ago when we're still about to build this place. We have an architect, one of our staff, and that's architect Raymond Magamit. Nandiyan ba si architect Raymond? Where's architect Raymond? Okay. Parang alam niya na imi-mention ko yan. Pinimi-mention ko siya, kaya lumalabas siya, no? Pag minimension ko. Very humble guy, alright. Well, architect Raymond was the architect that have come from EN, every nation that built these facilities that we have. And I remember, hindi pa siya part ng staff natin. He showed me the exact blueprint of what Victory Metro is as far as this center is concerned. Pinakita niya sa akin yung magiging office natin, yung kids' church natin sa gilid, itong place natin dito, pinag-usapan pa namin, ano bang kulay, asul ba yung kulay? Kasi pag Victory, dapat asul. Sabi ko, ayoko ng asul. Kailangan yung tipong, there's a touch of Metro East. Pag pumasok ka, hindi mukhang Victory, pero mukhang Metro East. Kaya kailangan ibaguhin natin yung kulay. Kaya nga, yung kulay po natin medyo ganyan. Alright, ano bang kulay to? Rex. Ha? Rex, hindi mo alam ang kulay? Alright. Okay, medyo may pagka-cream, brownish. Bakit? Kasi nga, tumingin ka lang sa Marikina, tumingin ka lang sa mga bundok ng Antipolo, parang ganyan-ganyan siya, hindi po ba? Alright? Lalo na pag nagkabaha, parang ganyan din ang kulay. Pag gumaagos ba? Alright, hindi. Joke lang yun ha. Okay. So, kailangan a different touch, but we saw the blueprint. Okay, that's why it's blueprint, because it's color blue. And basically, you can't build something without a blueprint. You got to know the exact design, the original design, before you made up something, because an architect can't build apart from that. Well, guess what? God did build something upon us. But there is a problem. Apart from the blueprint, man himself started to create his own design by designing himself, by designing ourselves. And at this very juncture, I want to pinpoint, okay? I just want to talk about my gender. I want to talk about the male guys here, all right? We have our own way picturing ourselves, because every time there's a man, we kind of identify with, number one, pag lalaki dapat may chikot. Kung hindi man chikot, dapat may bebot. Pag hindi bebot, dapat may yosi, pare. Hindi ka tunay na lalaki pag hindi ka walang toma. This comprise, okay, a person who would call to be a real man. There are some also pictures about men that dapat hindi lang may chikot, may bebot, may yossi. Meron din dapat boga. Kailangan ready ka sa mga trouble. Alright? Lalo na kapag takot ka. Alright? But pa siya, no? Si former president, we don't want to dishonor. Okay? Mali yata yung picture, ah. Or, paminsan na mga kailangan, di ba? Kailangan yung violente ka, yung nanunod ka na UFC. Sino sa atin nanunod ng UFC, patataas ang kamay? Sinong hindi kung wari yung nanunod ng UFC? Alright? Pero nanunod ka, gusto mo yung dugoan, ginugulpe, talagang, sige! Gusto mo yung ganon. Sino sa, hanggang ngayon, denial stage ka pa rin. Alright? O gusto natin, pag sinabing lalaki, tipong grabe yung wangkata mo. Tipong talagang yung abs mo, lahat ng muscle mo nakikita, hindi lang dapat hangka. Alright? Pag sinabi natin kelots, dapat iba yung imahe mo. Miski mukha kang vampira, dapat cute ka. Ganito ba itsura? Yeah. Alright? Okay na maging vampira, basta ganyan lang itsura ko, okay na. Alam mo ba? Alam mo ba, meron tayong ganyan dito sa Metro East, eh. Mga ganyan mga forma. Pag tingnan nyo to, yung mga ganyan forma. Alright? Grabe yung mga ganyan forma. Guys, alright. Sino kaya yan? Ayan, oh. Grabe. Itong tanong, mukha kayong vampira din, ano? Nene. Pag may Edward, dapat merong Jacob. Alam mo ba, may ganyan din tayo rito sa Metro East, eh. Pakita nga natin kung sino yung... You know? Alright. Grabe naman. O baka mamaya mag-away. Tama na. Alright. Baka magsuntuhan kayo, ha? Grabe. Lahat, alam mo naman dito sa Metro East, lahat binabagayan, eh. And you know what this? As I've said, people started to have their own design. Lalaki ka na nga, pero paminsan, yung kilos natin, binabae pa rin. Hello? Ba't kaya may ganun? Probably that's something to do with dads. The dads wasn't there when the kids started to grow up. Alright? An example of that, I guess, was Philander Rodman, who is a daddy of 27 children. Alright? And yet, Dennis Rodman once was given an award, and he started apologizing, and he said, "I'm sorry because I've never been a good father. I've never been a good husband." And the reason why, because dad wasn't there when he was growing up. In fact, he had his heart is bitter because when he learned that his dad went to Chicago one time, he didn't even bother to see him. And this is the kind of men that somehow have image, identify with the world. Kung hindi naman, meron din dapat marami kang girls. Alright, dapat ganyan ang dating mo. Parang, it's all about, pare, dami ah. Every month, there's a different flavor. Why is that? Because people have a different mindset, different view of what manhood is. How many of you ever encountered the word, image is everything? In fact, it's the only thing. To be honest with you, it's correct. Because there's such thing as God's image, that we were created by Him. There are different perspectives about images. People have image of you. They try to brand you. They try to tell you are like this. Binabrand kayo na para ilang beses na sabi, hindi nga eh. Sinasabi, Martin Rivera. Sino pa? Parang... Hindi nga eh. Hindi nga yun eh. Alright. Ang kulit eh. Hindi ko maintindihan. Ang layo naman, di ba? They have an image of others. People have an image of others. They try to compare you. They try to tell you this and that. Different perspective. Even you yourself have an image of yourself. I remember one time during... You know, I grew up in the 80s. The 80s rocks. How many of you are from the 80s? All right? Bro, hindi. Bro, hindi totoo. 80 minus, 40. Ano ba? Alright. Niloloko mo ako ni Jessa, mo, Brando. Okay. I remember during our time, the 80s. I grew up in the 80s. Alright. Kami nagpauso ng mga baguettes noon. Pag lumabas na yung mga hot shots, sila Aga Mulak, sila Richard Gomez. Those are our times. Yung mga new wave. Mga punkista, mga, we're the new wave guys. Alright, we thought we're the coolest. But every generation have its own way of following a person. Question is, who defines you? What defines you? And guess what? Somehow we allow the world to define us. We try to creep in and pretend and conform for us to be accepted in the world. Why? Because we don't have the perspective of God's image in ourselves. We got to go back to the original blueprint of God in ourselves. Now again, I'm not trying to zero in the men in the house, but in fact, we do want to encourage you. Okay, we're going to have a men's meeting. All right, if we have it there, we're going to have a men's meeting this coming October 29th. Usapang lalaki po. Sa lahat po ng mga lalaki nandito ngayon, tingnan mo yung katabi mo kung lalaki. Alright, lalaki ba yan? Sabihin mo kasama ka dapat dyan. Okay, may usapang lalaki po tayo. Alright, October 21, 2 o'clock to 4 p.m. right here in this very place. Please invite your friends. We're going to talk, it's going to be a straight talk regarding men. Now, if you consider yourself men, then we'll see each other. Alright, you still have problems about your identity, I hope you still come. Alright, we want to make sure that you understand who you are. But nevertheless, this message is not just for the men, but when we say man, it's male and female. Let's check out what the Bible says that pertains to God's image. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 to 27. Here's what the Word of God says. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, in our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, over the livestock, over all the earth. And over all the creatures that move along the ground." Verse 27. Why don't we read it all together now? 1, 2, 3, go. So. It's. First things first. For us to understand the blueprint of God, man was created by God. You were created by God. Recently, the creator of Mac computers, Apple, iPods, iPod, iPhone, and the rest passed away. Steve Jobs, or Jobs, all right, died recently. And this guy is an innovator. He's a creator. We appreciate Steve for what he has done towards the Mac. And somehow, we were influenced, right, by buying Mac and iPhone because of the ingenuity, the creativity, all right, as compared to other products or other brands. And this guy is a creator. And I want you to understand that we have our own creator. It wasn't your dad who created you. It wasn't anyone else. But to the onset for us to understand blueprint, God was the one who created you. In other words, we are no monkeys or apes. Hindi ka chonggo. Tingnan mo yung katabi mo. Sabihin mo sa kanya, hindi ka chong. Hindi ka chonga. Alright, we were created by God in His image and likeness. And we are not a brand new generation of apes. After many generations, here we are. We are the newest. And we came from apes. And that's the reason why people still look like one. Because they believe that they came from apes. Genesis chapter 1 verse 10 says that God said, "Let us make man in our image, in our likeness." Man was created by God in His image and His likeness. That's why we get the word Imago Dei. Means God made us in His image and in His likeness. Listen, the fact that God created us in His image and likeness means, I want you to get this. The fact that we were created by God in His image and likeness means that we are like God and we represent God. Ulitin ko po yan. We are like God. We are not God. Hello? Yeah. Want to make sure you understand this. Hindi po tayo Diyos. Pero ginawa tayo sa imahe niya. We are like God in this planet. At the same time, we represent, we are the representation of God Himself here on earth. The word likeness means resemblance. It means model, shape, fashion, like manner, similitude. The Hebrew word for image literally means shadow. All right, means that the idea that man is some way the concrete reflection of God. Every person that you see here, no matter what the background is, that person has been created in the image of God. Are you here with me? Wayne Grudem tells us that as far as image of God is concerned, he said, it probably amazes us to realize that when the creator of the universe wanted to create something in His image, something more like Himself than all the rest of the creation, guess what? He made you and me. He made us. This realization will give us a profound sense of what? Dignity and significance. Kaya nga special tayo eh. Kakaiba tayo sa lahat ng ginawa ni Lord. As we reflect on the excellence of all the rest of God's creation, the starry universe, the abundant earth, the world of plants and animals, the angelic kingdoms are remarkable, even magnificent, but we are more like our Creator than any of these things. We are the culmination of God's infinitely wise, skillful work of creation. Isaiah 43, verse 7 says, everyone who is called by my name, whom I made, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made. We were made in His image, and we are made for His glory. Having said that, there are things that I want us to understand. Number one, humankind or every human is valuable because of Imago Dei. Lahat po ng tao is so special in the eyes of God, and we don't brand them, we don't classify them based on their intellect, based on their background as far as education is concerned. Hello? We don't classify men based on their economic background. Yes, we have class A, class B, C, D, E. That's great. But in the eyes of God, there is none. Kaya nga, sino pa'y kinakausap natin? Lahat ng tao, yung mga humihingi sa atin, kumakatok, pag-traffic, humihingi ng pera, miski sabihin natin, nanloloko sila, or anong ginagawa nila, may grupo sila, okay, sindikato sila, to the fact na he asked you for money, guess what? That person, that boy there, that dirty beggar, has the image of God. Are you here with me? In every person, listen, because of Imago Dei, there's such honor, dignity. There's the glory of God that causes us to have the greater worth. And Satan is trying to attack this by causing us to live impure and holy worldly life. Are you here with me? He destroys the dignity with poverty, self-worth, and condemnation. Ang basehan, ay kasi mahirap ka, di, you're out of place. Ang basehan, ay wala ka namang pinag-aralan, di katulad namin, mga class A kami. Well, I'm a graduate of this and that school and this school. So what? What's your problem, my friend? You're from Metro East. Metro East ka lang. Dito kami sa Excuse me? Ganito lang yung family mo. Well, you know, your dad wasn't there when you grow up. That's why we, pamilya namin, inta kayo. Wait. I don't get it. Every person has the image of God. You are valuable no matter the kind of background that you have come from. Hello, are you listening to me? Whatever background you might have, nobody wants to experience the worst scenario ever. Lumaki ka din sa mundong ito, hindi mo alam kung sino yung tatay mo, nanay mo. Pinakanaka rito sa basura. Inadapt ka lang. Let me tell you, it doesn't make you less of a person because the image of God is printed inside of you. Are you listening to me? And in the eyes of God, we are all the same because of the image and the likeness of God in us. Can you say amen? Amen. Human life is important. I was telling a story that I remember I had a problem and I was struggling whether I will go to church or I'll follow my own ways, my selfishness, my sinful life. And remember from UST, okay, crossing there in España, sa pagtawid ko na kita mo yung mga sasakyan, there was a voice that tells me, you're worthless. You backslid. How can God accept you? The church will never accept you. You better end your life right there. And guess what? I said, I'm making it. I'm going to God all the more. Because nobody will accept me for what I've done. And it's only God who would. Why? Because I was created in the image and the likeness of God. That's why every person has a second chance. We don't condemn a person. We don't put down a person. Every person has such worth, important, valuable, because of the image of God in us. Can you say amen? Amen. Genesis chapter 9 verse 6, whoever sheds the blood of man, by man shall his blood be shed. For in the image of God has God made man. Kaya nga pag may baha, di ba, saan tayo, sinire-rescue natin. Kung sino may kailangan, pinupuntahan pa natin. Biski hindi natin relative. Pag may namatay, natulong ko tayo. Pag may massacre, galit na galit tayo. May mga karumal-dumal na nangyari sa atin at it caused death of thousands, hundreds of people. Guess what? Deep within us, we're angry. As if that is not right. Why is that? Why? Because we know that man has the image of God. What causes to be angry? You don't know? Because every person has the image of God. That's why every life is important. Are you here with me? Listen, we're all created equal. Wala akong, everyone is just the same. Kaya dapat hindi tayo mayabang. Pero tayo, marunong ka, magaling ka, all the more you need to realize all this comes from God. Are you here with me? Tayo mga Pilipino, wag dating tingnan sarili natin as if mababa tayo. And I, very obvious, you know, just in the States, sometimes people treat us that way. Never, ever anybody look down on us. Not because we're Filipinos, listen, but because we have the image of God. Are you here with me? So important for us to understand this. The image of God is right there in us. We should not brand a person, mistreat, put down, tell all these negative words. You know, I'm sad with sometimes people get angry and then would speak negative words on a person. Parents, their children, loved ones, relatives, friends. You know what? We got to understand, no matter how angry you are, you can control yourself. That guy has the image of God. And whatever negative words you say, listen to this, he doesn't deserve it. Do you hear me? Why is that? Because every sinful man bears God's image. I want to say that again. Every sinful man bears God's image and must be treated with all dignity and respect at all times. Kung Kristiyano ko, ako hindi. galit sa atin yung mga tao dahil Kristiyano tayo, pinipersecute tayo. Hello? That guy who wanted to kill us or persecute us, listen, has the same image of God. Do you understand this? Those people who've done us wrong, injustice, probably were right and they're wrong. Still, we will never ever make a move, okay, to hurt them bad or to hurt them back. Why? Because that man has the image of God. Since God created us in His image and likeness, there are implications. Number one, we were made to be intellectual beings. Man has the ability to think, reason, and learn. He has an innate creativity in arts, music, literature, scientific technology, inventiveness, all forms of expression. Kaya, everybody listen, wala hong bobong tao. Are you getting this? Hindi ka bobo, hindi ka mahina. Wag mo sabihin, wala kang alam, no. Walang bobong tao, hindi kinreate ni Lord ang tao para maging bobo. No, imagine, we sometimes receive that, ah, mahina ako sa ganito. Yeah, probably. Magaling ka sa English, mahina ka sa math. Magaling ka sa math, mahina ka sa English. May mga certain areas of weakness, may certain areas of strength. But that doesn't mean, hello, you're less of a person because you're weak in this area and you put down on yourself. Never ever put down on yourself. Why? Because God created you in His image and likeness. Kaya lahat tayo matalino. Magkakaiba tayo, pero binuo tayo ni Lord dahil every person has his own giftings, callings, personality, differences, and that is why no matter what, we accept and receive one another. Can we just give the Lord a big, big hand for that? Tayo na dito sa church, nakikinig tayo, miska yung mga tao nandito sa KFC na kumakain sila, alright? Pareho lang. Kaya dapat magmahalan tayo. Hello? We should not discriminate one another. What else? What are the implications? God has given us what? The moral and ethical. Being means man can distinguish between right and wrong. He is morally accountable before God. We can distinguish. We know what is right and what is wrong. That's why we make a decision whether we sin or not. Listen to this. Hindi ka bastos. Hindi ka immoral. If somehow there's such thing going on in your life that caused you to do such things, let me tell you this, that is not you. Are you listening to me? If there are things that you've done wrong apart from the righteousness of God and you have Christ and you listen to this, that is not you. God didn't create you that way. That's why you can control yourself. If some of us here you still have this struggle, doing all these negative things, business, negative dealings, panggagancho, all right, taking advantage of one another. Listen, that is not you, my friend. I just want you to know that. And that is not Filipino. Hindi ka tamad. Hindi ka walang kwenta. Hello? God created you in His image and likeness. You know what is right and what's wrong. You are a moral being. And God created you to make decision that is fair and just and is right. Are you here with me? Listen, when God sees you, He sees Himself in us. That's who you are. Relational being. God created us to be relational. That's why we can relate to God. You know, the very hole inside every person. Listen to this. There is a hole in every man, in our own soul. Man trying to figure it out how to feel this emptiness. It can't be done by any man. It can't be done by any success. It can't be done by any intellectual ability. It can't be done by being popular. Because that hole, it's only God Himself who could be able to feel that hole inside of us. And that is why we can relate to God, and He will not reject His own. Can you say amen to this? That's the reason why there's insecurity. That's the reason why we have this soul searching that is going on. You have everything in life, but you're still not happy. You have all the wonders, but you're still not happy. You think money is the issue here? No, it's not. Wealth? No, it's not. It's God. It's God created us to be relational in order for us to relate to God and able to relate with one another in the right way. Because God relates to us, and He wants us to relate with one another with love, respect, and honor. Are you here with me? Man has a distorted view. Why? Because of sin. All these things was distorted, marred. Because when sin entered, we have all our images popping out in our minds, trying to conform with this, trying to do this, and it's not God's. That's why Romans chapter 1 says, verse 21, for though they knew God, they neither glorified Him as God nor give thanks to Him, but their thinking became futile and their foolish hearts were darkened. Although they claimed to be wise, they become fools and exchange the glory of the immortal God for images made to look like mortal man and birds and animals and reptiles. They exchange the truth of God for a lie and worship and serve created things rather than the Creator who is forever praised. Amen. Think about this. Since God created us in our own image, and because of sin entered in, you know what? We relate to this by filling up this need by what we do. With all our accomplishments and our own success, what we have done, we fill it up. That's why we're so insecure. Pag hindi mo na-commit yun, then distorted ka. Low self-esteem. Baliwala ka. We gain that through what? With our relationship with our families, with our friends, with our loved ones, with the organization. And some of you, with what you know, ang galing-galing mo, fini-fill up mo everything. Why? Because of what's distorted inside of you. Well, I have a good news for you. You don't have to do that any longer. You cannot solve it by yourself. Christ came into the picture to redeem us. All our insecurities, all our works can no longer be fulfilled. Why? Because of what Christ has done. Because of Christ, the Lord wants to restore this blueprint, this manhood, this womanhood, the blueprint that God has for us. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 49 says, and just as we have born in the likeness of an earthly man, so shall we bear the likeness of the man from heaven. Who is that? Christ. Colossians chapter 1 verse 15 says, He is the image of the invisible God. The image. The firstborn of all creation. Romans 8:29 says, for those God foreknew, He also predestined to be what? To be conformed to the likeness of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brothers. That's why Jesus Christ came in. Why? Because sin distorted the very blueprint that God has for every person. When Jesus Christ came in, guess what? He redeemed us. At the same time, He's there to reconcile us back once again with God. He came to be an example, the perfect image that we all look for is right here with Jesus Christ Himself, who could be the man, the real man, that we could follow. Why? Because in Christ, we recover the blueprint of man. Let's all say this together. In Christ, we recover the blueprint of man. 1, 2, 3, go. Say it again. I don't know what's going on with your life. Maybe you're not living the kind of Christianity that God expects you to do. Why? Because of certain images. This has distorted your relationship with God. Well, I have a good news for you. God can come in and change you, change the way you think, if you can let Him be the one to lead you, at the same time restore your dignity, your manhood, your honor that comes from the exact representation of His image, Christ Himself. Can we all bow our heads down right now? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank You for this moment. We thank You, Father God, that truly You're not through with us yet. There are more things that You're doing in our lives. Sometimes it's beyond us. Lord, we acknowledge our insecurities. We acknowledge some of the idols in our hearts. We acknowledge some issues that we're going through. And Lord God, I thank You that You are the reason why we live. Lord, I thank You that You're the reason, Lord God, why there's life. And You're the reason, Lord God, why there is hope. And if you're going through some tough times, and there are things, moments that somehow degrades you, lost your honor and dignity, maybe sin problem, maybe relational problem, situations in life, well, the Lord can restore you. If you've been a Christian for a long time and you know that you need Christ to come to you and transform you, to restore the blueprint of who you are. But let me tell you, it's not about us. It's about Him in our lives. If you're that person, can I pray for you? Can I pray for you? If you've been a Christian for a long time and you need Christ once again, you need an encounter with Christ, an encounter with His manhood, with His image. Can I pray for you? Would you lift up your hands? I'm talking about you Christians for a long time. If you know there's struggles in you, well, you need Christ. Lift up your hands. I just want to pray. Can we just bow our heads right now? Close our eyes. Thank You, Lord. If you're going through tough times, problem that somehow it has something to do with this relationship, image of God, can the Lord God come in? Will you repent and say, Lord, I come to You. I ask You. Thank You, Lord. Anyone else? Just let me just lift up your hands. I want to pray for you. Thank You, Lord God. You know that this message is for you. That speaks right direct in your soul. That you know that hole in you, it's only Christ could fill that. Lord, I pray for my brothers and my sisters, Lord. Lord, I thank You for whatever goings on in their lives. Lord, I thank You that You are the only one could restore. Lord, restore dignity. Lord, restore honor. Restore the manhood, Lord. Whatever they're going through in life, Lord, thank You that there is hope. Lord, that we can come to You today and look unto You as an example, the perfect image. Lord, I know that sin distorted it, but Lord God, I thank You, Lord God, that truly You are at work at every person in this, Lord God, in this congregation. Father, thank You that You're not through with them yet, that there's more to come, and You're preparing them for a great task, Lord. Father, thank You that You're changing mindsets, changing the heartbeat of every person here, that our heart, we should be You and You alone. Lord, I'm asking You, restore what needs to be restored in the lives of our people. Every soul that is marred, distorted. Lord, I pray that You would come in and bring restoration, that we will recover our own manhood, Father God. Lord, we say thank You, Father God, for this time.